Good afternoon, Family First. Nina speaking.
Hello, Nina. This is Tanisha.
Hi, Ms. Warren. How are you?
I'm good. My aunt just came back out to the car fussing at me because you called her. And you called
yeah,
me.
your file. Yeah, your file has been transferred to upper management, and because we're not getting any clock ins and out, you are in danger of being terminated. We need to figure out something for you to try to get some sort of Apple device or iPad or tablet or something so you can be able to clock in and out.
So the issue is that I'm broke and I had my car stolen, which had my, because I have a regular flip phone, just enough so people can call me. I got a phone for that, and it was in my car. And when my car got stolen, the phone got stolen. The reason why I was able to get that phone is because y'all gave me a bonus. I don't have additional money. I'm living beyond paycheck to paycheck. And, like, I need another paycheck to cover what doesn't. So that's where the problem comes in at.
Was you given the $50 bonus for the phone previously to purchase and you reimbursed?
No, I was given my sign-on bonus.
Okay, so if you can try to go to, like,
which was $200.
Walmart,
I looked in Walmart when she called me last week and was like, maybe we can get you $50. I looked. There's no $50 phones.
They have prepaid phones.
Yes, they prepaid.
In Walmart.
For $50?
They got some for $30-something dollars. I'm looking at some online.
I went into Walmart and didn't see any.
If you go online, you'll see a whole bunch of different phones that they have. All you need is a smart device. And it's a prepaid cell phone. I mean, you're just using it to clock in and out.
Yeah, that's all I was using the other one for. And
yeah, so
it got stolen. I can't afford to replace it.
They have one for $29.88. I'm looking at a whole bunch of them on Walmart.com. The problem
in the store,
is
they don't have them.
Then you should buy it online.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got to try to figure out something because you are absolutely in danger of being terminated. And we're trying to avoid this situation. And by you keep sending timesheet, it then made your EBV, everything that you did prior to your case transferring to your new coordinator, now your EBV percentage is at zero. And that's because
why is the app so important that the paper can't handle it?
Because the state doesn't allow us to. The state only allow you to do a one-day miss per week. It doesn't allow you to do straight for the whole week or straight for all the hours. It's just the one mistake of a clock in or out per week. When we do it for the week, when we get audit, we have to explain why are we still allowing the caregivers to submit a timesheet for verification. They're not allowing it anymore. It's either the app or it's the landline.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see if she can do an extra bill a month. I'm gonna try to convince her one more time. Let me work on this, and I'll see about online, because in the store they didn't have any cheap phones. And I went last week when she called me. So I'm not.
Well, if you run across anything that's $50 or under, just make sure you keep the receipt. Send it to us so we can reimburse you.
Okay.
But we gotta get you back compliant.
I got one more day this week, and then I'm working on being compliant next week. Give me a second.
Okay.
Let me see if
all
I can convince her to get a landline, because that's another thing. I can't afford another bill either. I got four kids.
I understand. Oh. Just keep me posted, okay, because this can't be prolonged anymore.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you. All right.
You're welcome. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.